You are listening to Montclair Metaphysical with Lee Van Zyl and Leanne LaRocca. Listeners can call with comments and questions at 206-339-2681.
Hi, this is Lee Van Zyl from the Montclair Metaphysical Center, and I would like to talk to you about why you should develop yourself psychically. Every couple of months or so, I teach a course in accelerated psychic development. This is a course where I take people off the street, just like you, and I will teach you how to become a psychic who is able to do readings for yourself and for other people. And the courses usually go from between 3 to 5 hours. I can do the course sometimes in 2 hours, but by extending it a little bit longer, I'm able to teach you how to do psychometry, read objects, read photographs, read flowers, and some more advanced scanning techniques. Now, how do you know if you're psychic? Many of you want to know, how is it possible that you could learn to do something that psychics who work in the field have been doing for years? And how do you know that you're psychic? It's very, very simple. We're all psychic. Every day, we are bombarded with hundreds of psychic impressions. To name a few examples, let's see. Maybe you're at home having a perfectly fine day, feeling in a good mood, had a nice relaxing day. Your significant other will come home, not say a word to you, but you will pick up anger or irritation or depression or sadness or something like that. And that is you picking up the vibration or the energy that's coming from your significant other. And you will then pull that energy into your energy field and it will change your mood immediately. That's a psychic impression. Other examples of this are, remember when you suddenly meet someone out of the blue and you just don't like them. You can't put your finger on it. You don't know what it is, but you just don't like that person and do not get a good vibe. This is another psychic impression. What usually happens with circumstances like that? Your friends or your family or society dictates that you should give everyone a chance and not be so judgmental. However, I will almost guarantee that should you then change your mind, because someone has told you to, sooner or later you'll be justified in your initial impression. That's a psychic impression. How many times has the phone rang and you know who's on the other side? What about that foreboding feeling you have in the pit of your stomach when you know you shouldn't do something? I can name a few examples. I can't tell you how much money I've lost in businesses where I've just known this is not a good time, it's not a good way to invest the money. And sooner or later, whether it be a few months or a few years down the road, I will then have that kick your ass moment. I remember getting married. How many of us women have actually gotten married? I remember my first husband. That bad feeling in the pit of my stomach when I was about to walk down the aisle. In fact, it happened about 2 weeks before. And I just knew, this guy is a con artist, he's going to do me wrong, I can't trust a word he says. But what did I do? I let everyone convince me otherwise, including him. But I knew I was shaking when I walked down the aisle, I just knew I was making the mistake of my life. And lo and behold, 5 years later, I was justified in those feelings. And how many of us do that? We let people dissuade us otherwise, instead of paying attention and trusting our initial psychic impression or our gut feeling. Our gut feelings are the most accurate feelings or impressions you'll ever get in your life. And these are feelings that you need to trust with 100%. Take an accelerated psychic development course. We will teach you about the energy fields of the body. I'm not going to go into that now because it can get a little bit technical and it's easier just to show you. But we pick up emotions around our belly, abdomen area. We can pick up the warning signs, feelings of trepidation. In our heart, we pick up anger, unhappiness, sadness. We see images in our third eye, which is in the middle of the forehead, and sometimes we just know things. We all have this ability and we can all develop this ability. During this course, I will also teach you how to look at photographs of people and pick up the vibes from the photograph and to be able to talk about the personality of the person to bring in details. I will also be teaching you how to do psychometry. All objects carry the vibration of someone who's touched it. So if you were to be given somebody's ring or any other personal item, you would be able to pick up on the vibration of that person and give me a lot of information. Psychic readings really are just extracting the energy in the energy field of someone and to be able to feel the emotions of what's going on with that person. So if you're getting a warning sign, you're going to feel it in the pit of your stomach. If you're picking up that someone's sad or stressed out, you'll feel it in your stomach and you'll feel it in your heart. It's a very, very useful tool to have. We will teach you how to protect yourself so that people can't really tune into your vibration. We will also teach you how to turn it on and switch it off. This is a very simple method we teach you by teaching you how to open your energy field, and when you don't need to do that, you want to close it down. And the reason why we do teach you these protection techniques is because it's very important that you don't walk about all day long picking up on other people's energy. We all have our own lives to live, and we have enough drama going on and really cannot deal with someone else's energy. So that's why it's very important to teach you how to close yourself down and to put a protective shield around you. So as I said, the psychic development courses run between 2 to 5 hours. During that time, I will be able to teach you to read for yourself and others. We do everything on an accelerated basis because there's a limited amount of information, and I believe that everyone should be given all the information necessary, and then it's just a matter of practicing. So you too can be psychic. So I encourage you all to come out and take one of these courses. If you're unsure but would like to see if you maybe have a little psychic inkling or two, swing by one of the psychic practice circles and we'll give you a little taste of what's to come. So thank you very much and good evening.
Thank you for listening to Montclair Metaphysical with Lee Van Zyl and Leanne LaRocca. You can find us on the web at www.montclairmetaphysical.com or call us at 206-339-2681.